Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of CQP Moments. As always, I'm your host, the Coupon Queen Pen. Guys, I am super excited. I haven't had this moment in a long time. Oh my gosh. So for those of you that thought we had some beef, for those of you that thought that, you know, the gang was not back together, well, guess what? We are, because I have none other than my co-host, the amazing, the incomparable, the award-winning, yeah, my co-host is better than yours, Angelica. So let's take a moment out and we'll be right back.
Today, I have a guest, which most of you already know. Her name is the Coupon Queen Pin from CQP Moments Podcast, my lovely co-host. Welcome to the show once again. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Anniversary, Happy Valentine's Day. It's been such a long time.
I know. No, the crazy part is I think everybody's been like, well, what happened to you with and Angelica? And it's like, Angelica's still my co-host. And they're like, are you sure? So, yeah. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanawana Kwanzaa.
All the holidays we miss. Okay,
all the holidays that we have missed. Yes.
I know. And I have to say this. I was looking back. The very last episode we published together, this was the release date, because I know we kind of did things ahead of time and because of schedule, life, everything. The last episode we released together was September 1st of 2023, and it was for 90 Day Fiancé, the resort, whatever it was called, the last resort.
Last resort. Oh my gosh. The poop storm, the train wreck. Oh my goodness, what is going on?
Exactly.
But I think the funniest thing about that is I have to ask TLC, what is going on with these NDA clauses? Because these don't seem to be rock solid NDA clauses. I don't know, because we found out a lot of this information, like the whole Asuelu dating Winter for a little bit. And it's like, oh, on this episode, you know, we find out that, you know, Asuelu and Kalani are not doing so great. Have you not been following social media? Because there's no way you're telling me, yeah, and he's been on dates with Winter. And yeah, we're talking about Winter, you know, from Family Chantel, Chantel's sister, Winter. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what's up with the NDA clauses.
That's a really good question. And that's something where I have to kind of go back into my previous guest where we had a producer for TLC. I'm not sure if he's still working for TLC, but it was a really great conversation. I believe his name was Steve, a producer for TLC and the one of the ABC Home Renovation Networks. But that's something I would love to have him back on the show and kind of talk about that and what are the consequences. Like, because now that we're on this topic of 90 Day Fiancé, we've had some questions from our listeners since this whole hiatus happened. I know we're going to update you guys as we go through this episode, but as we're on this topic of 90 Day Fiancé, one of the biggest questions and the most common question asked is, when are we doing a Facebook Live again for 90 Day Fiancé?
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you something. I think those were the craziest episodes. They're some of the best episodes, but they were the craziest episodes because for those that don't know, okay, just to catch you guys up, for those that don't know, and those that do know, yeah, you already know.
Angelica and I don't live in the same place. We don't even live in the same state. We're not even in the same country, but we are in the same time zone. We are in the same time zone. So there were times I think you would be like recording from like your car, or I'm like trying to run home and record, or I'm literally in the middle of like couponing or something, and I'm like walking around a store and recording. So it was super weird to do these and have people ask questions, and it's like, okay, you know. And for those that don't know, anyone on the West Coast, I have CVS here. Everybody pretty much has a Target, but I have CVS here, and on the West Coast, I believe it's called Longs or something like that. So you get those momentary beeps. And I think you had said something about it one time, like you hear the beep in the background while I'm like talking. So I'm like trying to like to mute my mic so people don't hear the constant, like, you know, clean up in aisle three, you know. So yeah, that, I think that's the crazy part. But yeah, I miss those are the great episodes. And to like watch the episode, and I think the thing is now it's a little bit easier because I think at that point you were PVRing it.
Yeah, and also, like, it was our schedule. So before, when we first started 90 Day Fiancé, we figured out, the lives on Facebook. It was the logistics. Like, I was still working the same job, but my hours were different. It was, like, 7 to 4. And then you were kind of, like, on the 8 to 5 or sometimes 6, depending on what projects you had going on. So it was true. Like, you would be at the grocery store because you had to get stuff done. And then I would be either in the parking lot waiting for my time to go into the chiropractor. And I'm in my car. And then it was just, you know, it just got complicated for us. But we made it work. Now, the question is, are we going to be doing this again? I'm going to say this, and it's going to be, it's hard to say this, but I don't think so, unless there was like a spare of the moment where, you know, between CQP and I, we can make this work. But it's just become harder and harder now because of the fact that we're working with different work schedules. Yes, we're still on the same time zone, but really, it's just logistically, I don't think I have the capacity to do a live. It was nice and I loved it. And thank you for sending in this question because I loved interacting with most of you that were on there. We even had people from different countries tuning in because they were just like, it was that moment of time of 90 Day Fiancé. We were getting the what's that expression? The best crop of the crop. I don't even know if I'm saying that right, but it was just, it was so much fun. And it was nice to meet all of you for those who were tuning in and interacting with us. And, you know, some of you guys became friends of ours. And I hate to say this, but I don't think it's going to be possible for us to do a Facebook Live, but you can always listen to the episodes that we publish.
Exactly. Exactly. I think that's the crazy part is because for even those that are following me now on Instagram, a lot of my Instagram has now turned into the events that I'm doing. So if you're looking at what I'm doing, and for those who have never actually seen my face, yes, there are pictures up of me now. So you know what I look like. It's a lot. It's a lot. The schedule has changed, you know, and Angelica's schedule has changed tremendously. So we would love to, but you guys can always send us questions. We can always answer when we are recording. You just have to hear it pre-recorded. That's the only thing.
That's the only way. And another question about 90 Day Fiancé was sent to me was, what did you guys think of Yara and Jovi attending the People's Choice Awards?
Ooh, well, let's put it this way. And I always say this. The reason that 90 Day no longer shows when the Super Bowl is on is because 90 Day Fiancé, the year that it went up against the Super Bowl, actually caused the Super Bowl to lose viewers. So with that being said, I'd say I don't have a problem with it. If Jovi and Yara are attending the People's Choice Awards. We don't know how many other 90-dayers were invited. And they're probably the ones that just said, hey, let's take advantage of this opportunity. They were obviously invited. 90 Day is really popular. I mean, for goodness sake, Chrissy Teigen still watches 90 Day. So why not?
I agree with you. Doesn't really bother me. You know, if they get invited, they get invited. If we got invited, we would be there too. So to me, it didn't bother me that they were there. That's great. You know, they've created this platform for themselves after 90 Day Fiancé that allowed them to pretty much reap the rewards and just be able to have that lifestyle that they wanted. Well, I feel like Yara had that lifestyle and it's just enhanced even more for her. And she is pretty funny. She creates pretty good reels. So, hey, good for them.
Exactly. Exactly.
I got two more questions about 90 Day Fiancé and then we can move on. What did you think of this season of The Single Life and 90 Day Fiancé? I'm going to go ahead with this one because I've actually been following 90 Day Fiancé. And The Single Life is pretty interesting. It's not done yet. Who's bothering me right now on the show is Natalie and Chantel. Chantel has been just on my nerves. Yes, it's just a reality TV show, but these characters, we've been following them for how long? How long have you been doing this? It's been such a long time. So we've seen these people evolve into either the best of the best or the worst of the worst or the crazy of the craziest. But Chantel is really bothering me of this season of 90 Day Fiancé. She's just over the top. She is so desperate. It's like she just met this man, went on a date, and it's like she wants the ring. And then the second date, she just wants the wedding, the house, the kids, the car, and everything else, and possibly a prenup. But it's like it amazes me seeing her. And I'm just like, girl, like, take it easy. Chill out. Like, get the lawn chair out. Relax a little bit. Read a book. Have a margarita. And just live life. This woman is like, she cannot live without a man. It's like, she drives me nuts. I'm just like, you had to go all the way to Greece. Of all the men in the United States, you cannot find one. Just one. Like, she annoys the crap out of me. But Natalie's another one who, well, I'm going to say this, my opinion. I feel like her mom's really pushing her over the edge because she's been seeing Josh for about 2 years and nothing has progressed. I feel like Josh was just there for the fame to increase his empire of this whole modeling thing that he's involved. And for him, it's like an opportunity to continue on a reality show and be able to promote his brand. And do I feel like he actually liked her? No, I feel like he was just playing a great actor to be with her. The fact that we hear just recently, like, I've been paying for your rent. I've been paying for a car. I've been helping you set up your future. Natalie, what are you doing? Like, seriously, you know, TLC can only pay you so much. And that's not a living. And Michael, we find out that he was the one that funded her mom to come from the Ukraine to the United States. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, Michael has a really big heart. And that's amazing what he's done for Natalie to get mom out of that situation that she was in. And I was just like, Natalie, like, Josh, I think she just felt like Josh, because he's wealthy, he lives a great life, but he's busy. He has businesses that he's running and she needs a lot of attention, like a lot. So they've recently broken up and I'm just like, damn, girl, this is nuts. But anyways, we knew Natalie was nuts, but it's just seeing her mom there and pushing her. She wants kids and everything. She's gone through 3 marriages. Whatever, it's your choice how you, you know, control your life or pave the way of your life. I know I'm not saying this correctly, but it's just like, it's too much pressure. She needs to like slow it down, take it easy. But the other part of 90 Day Fiancé, Gino and Jasmine got married. hey, you can find a sugar baby and end up marrying her, I guess, and make your life a living hell in between all of that and still get married because you feel like you cannot find anybody else. Just putting it out there because what we see and what we know about this relationship. Yeah, it's been nuts. It's been crazy. There's a new season of 90 Day. We're still trying to figure out if we can get this done. But I don't know, CQP, I don't know if you had anything else to add from this two franchise. I can't even talk for some reason, but what did you think?
Two parts of the franchise. First of all,
there we go.
Natalie should no longer be on The Single Life. I think I have avoided The Single Life just knowing that she is on the show. We already knew that Chantel was going to be on The Single Life. I have been following, I can't remember her name, this one Instagrammer who loves to make fun of Chantel. In fact, it's gotten back to Chantel, and Chantel has been like laughing at herself even on this woman's page, you know. But this woman is amazing with what she does because, you know, she talks about Chantel and the Greek god.
What's your favorite sport?
Football Americano.
Soccer, you mean?
No,
American football.
I'm speaking American football. I said it in Spanish.
Kinda. Yeah. Football Americano was like.
But, so I like to learn languages, but Greek is hard.
It's not hard.
Yeah, I probably need a teacher.
Yeah. Yeah, he's right here.
You have the teacher?
Of course.
I know how to say nah.
No, it's ohi.
Nah.
What do you mean? Nah.
Nah.
Nah. It's yes.
Nah. But, so Greek, when I think of Greek, I don't know why I think of Rome, too.
Greece was part of the Roman Empire, I think.
What about the Spartans?
Spartans? No, like the 300, Leonidas.
Where are they?
They were in Greece? Yeah, of course.
Oh my God, I love them. I'm such a fan.
Really?
Yes.
I have a Spartan seal here.
You love it?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, Spartan seal.
Oh my God, it might be fate. I like that tattoo.
Yeah, I like it too.
Wow, okay.
That's pretty much how I've been following it, but honestly, I haven't watched Single Life simply because I don't want to watch Natalie. 90 Day Fiancé, you know, Gino and Jasmine, I don't know about this season's cast. They've been a bit weird. They have been a bit strange. I'm not sure if any of them actually like each other. That's the weird part for me. I'm not sure if any, because, you know, we have, what is her name? Oh my gosh. And I can see her. She goes with Justin.
Nikki.
Nikki. Nikki goes with Justin. And I felt like I was watching Ariella and Vinium all over again. Because she goes over to, you know, over there and she's just like, because we have problems. So why are you going over to another country to see this man, to make sure he's the man? Because you already have problems.
We can try together.
Try what?
Another girl.
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what sense that made. But yeah, these couples were very confusing. They were entertaining, but confusing. I don't know. I really don't know. You know, I was very shocked to see that there were so many weddings this time. A lot of, I think almost everyone got married except for Nikki and Justin. Were they the only ones that didn't get married? I'm trying to think.
So far, it's just Nikki and Justin who haven't tied the knot. She had to come back.
Because we're going to see if someone gets stood up at the altar next week.
Oh, yes. The oh, my gosh. What's his name with his guinea pigs? He actually speaks Spanish.
It's the guinea pig guy. The guinea pig guy, because that's the only way I know him, is guinea pig guy who has his mom living in a closet.
Oh, little French pig. You're so mad. Look at those teeth chatter. He doesn't want to be in the pretty pig contest.
I have two guinea pigs, baby pig, and chocolate. A pet like a guinea pig, they have a noise, a specific noise for every emotion that they have.
You're okay, baby. Don't squeak at me. You're okay.
When they're hungry, they'll make a noise. It's called weaking. It's like, weak, 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 weak. When they're trying to dominate the other one, it's like, they do it a lot better than I do.
You're so cute, little boy. Come on, cute little boy.
I love my guinea pigs a lot, but they're not my only roommates.
You're gonna get lots of bones and lots of treats.
I also have two chihuahuas, Coco and Buster.
Your breath stinks. It's Coco's birthday. You don't growl at Coco's birthday.
I have one last roommate, and that is my mother.
Where's Mamas? You want to see Mamas? Mamas. Come on. You don't bark at Mamas. Come here. Come on.
My current living situation, I'm living in a one-bedroom apartment. My mom lives in like a walk-in closet attached to the living room so she can save up money to get her own place.
And no, I don't mean her sexual orientation. I mean, literally, she lives in his closet. Please, anyone out there that you know, is like, and is police department, please understand that this is part of the show. But yeah, she sleeps in the closet.
It's terrible. Like, how could you? I don't even want to get into it, actually. I'm going to fall into a rabbit hole, so I'm not going to even bother. But yeah, we're going to see if she shows up at the altar to marry, because she's like just contemplating things. I feel like when she arrived to the United States and she finds out that Clayton does not have friends, he's a certain way. Mom's living in the closet, literally, and he's got a farm full of guinea pigs in the living room. I think she kind of got freaked out. And then what was the cherry on top was that the sister did a surprise bachelorette saying, like, we're just going to stay in and watch a movie. But really, reality was she got the whole entire show and he got mad and upset by it, which, I don't know. It's her last moment before she ties the knot. Let her have some fun. I don't know. And your sister's doing so much for you. You can't cut her some slack. Like, she literally did the whole wedding for you. But anyways, that's just my opinion of all of that. But it's been an interesting season. It was a new cast except for Gino and Jasmine. And I don't think... Oh, and what's her name? The witch with... oh my gosh, I wanted to talk about her. The witch. I know someone's yelling through the radio. Someone's yelling at the radio. It's this person's name. What's her name?
I don't remember her name either. His name is Miguel.
Miguel. Yeah. Is it Miguel or Emmanuel? I'm sorry, people. I feel like Dahlia's is like literally listening to this during her lunch and yelling out these names because
Dahlia's probably yelling at us like, guys, you know the thing. Sorry, Dahlia. These two, I don't know, but she already knew that the only reason she liked him was for sex.
Really?
She did say that at the very beginning.
Oh my God.
Like that they were only sexually compatible.
Oh my God, what's her name? I'm trying to search this up because it's going to drive me nuts. Oh my goodness. Someone give me a name. Oh, and then that, oh my gosh, there's so many posts. I can't even find it. What's her name? But okay, can we talk about her Spanish? Her Spanish is pretty good.
Estamos aquí.
We are in Niagara Falls and it is a huge surprise for Manuel.
I was going to say, her Spanish is pretty decent. I have to give it to you, girl. Your Spanish is the best that I've heard on 90 Days so far. From a non-Spanish speaker.
Yeah, you know, I was impressed by your Spanish, and I really love how some of these couples are learning their spouse's Spanish, their spouse's languages, because it's not easy. Like, using a translator app, it's not going to work. Like, we've seen it fail time and time again, and I really like the fact that she was able to learn this language. Because honestly, I was just like, wow, girl, like, besides her accent, because I love it. And I was like so drawn to her. And I was like, oh my gosh, she knows the language. She understands word for word. So I got to commend her. And you know what? Sucks that I don't remember the name. And I'm just going to let it be because we got to move on. But yes, that's our 90 day, you know, kind of overview what people have been sending us and such. But we have one more question that was sent to us. And I think we've answered this before a couple years back. And I know we've gotten some new listeners and our current ones are slowly trickling back. But would you ever do a 90 day fiance situation?
Oh my gosh. Why do we keep getting this question?
Well, remember, I was filled with DMs of people trying to hook up in a way of like, I live in this country. I want to come to you, the U.S. And people think I live in the U.S. We made this clear. We're not a dating services. We do not have any affiliation with 90 Day Fiancé, Sharp Entertainment, TLC, the whole shabam over here. But people keep asking us this question. Would you ever do a 90 Day Fiancé situation? I'm going to be straight up. I will not do a 90 Day Fiancé situation. It's just too complicated. It's way too much. I don't have the endless disposal of cash that people have to fly twice a year to be with their partner. That's out of the question. And I will not do it. Not even if I had $1 million. Like, that's just, it's emotionally draining, if you ask me. So no, it's never going to happen. Even if it's my next life or in the next five lives, no, it's not going to happen.
No, I could not do a 90 day fiance situation. First of all, for those that don't know, I do live in the U.S. I happen to live in New York City. Do you know how much rent is in New York City? Like, it is $4,000 for a 2-bedroom in the right places. Are you kidding me? No, 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 no. Just for so many reasons, it's just no. I mean, we've seen the horror stories. No, we are not. Again, like Angelica said, we are not a dating service. We do not hook people up with Americans or Canadians or any of that. So yeah, no.
There you have it. We're not doing that. We're not going to be in that situation. Don't want to be in that situation or ever be in that situation. So I'm sorry if we're breaking your hearts. But again, we're not a dating services. We have no affiliation with the network because we used to get those a lot. People thought like we were Patty Stinger. I think her name is Matchmaker Millionaire. Is it Patty Stinger? She's on Netflix now, which is, I love it.
Right. The millionaire matchmaker. Yeah. We're not her.
No, we're not her. I know we joked around, you know, create a dating app for these Illuminis who couldn't be in a relationship. But of course, it was just a joke and people thought it was true. For those who are listening for the first time, people literally thought we had an app. We were a dating services. Yeah, no, we were just joking about that. But her name is Ashley. So I found out her name, Ashley Miguel, the witch who had this planned out. They ended up getting married. And yeah, so at least I don't have to think about this after. What's her name again? Oh, now we found out. Let's move on from 90 Day Fiancé. And the other question I have here on my list, which is right in front of me. And this is interesting. So it seems like we got some of the same stuff. Okay. When are we going to finish Firefly Lane?
Oh my gosh. So I'll take this one. Firefly Lane was super, we were having a blast with it. And I don't know, it just seemed like the last episode was the hardest to get through for us schedule-wise. It was really weird. We had done everything else, even to the point where we actually had said, hey, you know what? One of us could record with another podcaster. Pete Perkins heard from Trep Life podcast. But even that didn't happen. It was just super weird. I can't tell you why our schedules didn't jive for that one. So we have to endeavor to finish Firefly Lane.
It's true. And I remember, I think we rescheduled like 4 times and this was my fault. So if you guys are still interested in Firefly Lane, we're going to make it a thing to hopefully finish the whole series. Because once we started, I started feeling bad that we didn't finish a lot of stuff. I was on a hiatus. I'm going to say this. The last 6 months, which is related to why a lot of stuff didn't happen, is because I was so busy with my small business. So again, for those who don't know, I'm a mom. I have a toddler. And I do have the same old job that I've had for 6 years. For some reason, I can't talk today, so I apologize. But it's just things got complicated. And I run a small business. I do in-person shows. So I travel between city to city. And I remember you sending me this message and you're like, hey, you know, I got Pete, we're going to do it this Saturday. And I was just like, yeah, let's do it this Saturday. I can do it. I come home from the show that I was doing. And then all of a sudden I was just like, I can't, I'm extremely pooped out, especially when you're doing these outdoor shows. I did 67 shows in 2023 with my small business. It was something that I wanted to accomplish and be able to get my face out there and my brand and my products. So with the whole hiatus of this podcast was because of the fact that I had to change priorities. If I can make a secondary source of income, it was going to be from my small business. So yeah, a lot of people, when they do the calculation, they're like, were you doing 3 shows a week? And I'm just like, no, I was... Well, towards the end of the year, I was doing 3 to 4. But during that time, when you said, hey, let's finish Firefly Lane, I got Pete's schedule, this is the time, I was literally almost every weekend at a show. And it was either 30 minutes away, an hour away from I live. And it was just north, south, east, west. I was all over the map because it was my goal to get out there and promote my small business. And usually it's the spring, summer, fall, and winter are extreme busiest. I planned this whole thing literally a year in advance, 6 months to a year, depending on the host that releases the applications. And I haven't even started planning for this year, which is surprisingly, I know. I'm just like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. That's why we couldn't really finish. And it is hard. I think once I watched the episode, I think I messaged you and I said, I've never bawled my eyes out so much from the last episode of that season. And it really hurt me so much that I was like, I don't know how we're going to do this. Like, how are we going to record this episode and pretend like nothing happened in this season finale? Like, it was just emotionally, like, I was like, am I pregnant again? But it really hit me hard. It was just like, wow. You know, it's a beautiful storyline and we enjoy talking about it. But logistically, it just couldn't happen because I was just extremely busy. So,
yeah, I think that's the other thing that needs to be taken into account is that we do watch these shows before, sometimes literally right before we're recording. So if there is something that is an emotional, you know, there's an emotional scene or there's an emotional ending, we're literally kind of like trying to collect ourselves and get into that space. So it's just like, yeah, those are a bit hard to do at times. So yeah, but we will. Do our best to finish Firefly Lane for you guys because I know everyone was enjoying that. So, yeah. And I can't say that emotional things can't be done, because we did it with 13 Reasons Why. So yeah.
Yeah, and 13 Reasons Why was nicely done. I think we've had a lot of people come out to us through email, through Instagram and Facebook saying, like, you guys did a fantastic job on just eliminating these events and just focusing on, like, production and the director's way of filming it and kind of the storyline about it. So definitely we're going to finish that. I agree with you. We're going to... get this calendar out of 2024 and start planning these episodes. So another one. Okay, so this is, I've gotten so many questions of shower or karaoke. Yeah, it's been on my mind, and I know we've talked about it. So the first question about shower karaoke, when is shower karaoke coming back? Is CQP still singing at CVS without us? And the other one was... I'm trying to see. Oh, are we doing a meetup for shower or karaoke? So I'm going to answer the first meetup. The last question of, have we decided to do a karaoke meetup? Realistically, it won't happen as... It's not going to be easy. We don't live in the same state. We share the same border. We live in two different countries. Again, we still share the same border. It's not something where I can say, okay, let's do Saturday at this place at this, you know, time. We wanted to do this meetup along with the 5-year anniversary event that we were planning for this year. And again, logistically, it just couldn't happen because of my small business being very busy. I did school as well, part-time, half of the year. And I had my full-time job and being a mom and everything else that came with it. It's just, it couldn't happen. It was supposed to happen, I think was April or something. We couldn't. So we're trying to do something smaller. I still want to do a meetup, but it's going to have to wait. We're going to let you guys know, because a lot of our podcaster friends are looking to meet up because we've been hyping this thing up, this idea, for the longest time, and we just couldn't. I'm actually going to go to the States eventually sometime this year, probably make 2 trips. And maybe one of my trips is actually going to meet CQP. Surprise!
Surprise! I know. That's the crazy part. So, okay. The crazy part with that is, like she said, we're not in the same place. Shower karaoke can be done. I guess maybe we'll have to beg people to, you know, do it on the bridge between Niagara Falls or something. Beg both.
We are in Niagara Falls.
Beg both governments, like, hey, you know what? We can do a united country thing, you know, neighbors to the north and south. Let's do a north and south unity event. I don't know, but.
Or we can invite Miguel and Ashley.
Yeah, we could invite Miguel and Ashley to Niagara Falls.
We are in Niagara Falls.
We need some funding.
Exactly. For those that want to know if I still sing in CVS, pretty much I sing pretty much everywhere now. It's not just CVS. And if you're asking, do I still have CSD? Yes, you can ask the fam clan. I still have CSD. You can name a word and I will probably start singing or rapping or something. It drives everyone crazy. And the bad part is I used to do my best to keep it off of the jobs, but I notice more when I get anxious, I start to do it. So I can drive some of my partnering organizations crazy if we're in the same office, because they'll say something and I start singing, which is like the most annoying thing. And I have a habit. The other thing is, for those that don't know, I have a habit of getting earworms. And for those that don't know what an earworm is when you get a song stuck in your head. And for me, I can't get it out of my head until I either sing it or listen to it a couple of times. So yeah, Angelus is like, me too. So, yeah, that kind of drives everybody a little bit crap crazy, because I've been in offices. One of my offices is a house, and we actually all keep our doors open. And I noticed the communications person has now started like playing her own music and closing her door. So, yeah, it still does happen. It just happens more frequently in other spaces as well.
I feel like I'm the same way as you, where So I've lately become, to my son, the professional singer of Wheels on the Bus. And this kid, it's like one after another. And it's been like 50 times until my mom is like, just put it on the freaking speaker and let it run. Because she's just like, I can't even hear your voice anymore. So Wheels on the Bus has been a thing. And then I show up to work. So I've done all my morning stuff and I come back to the trailer because I work at a construction site. And I'm like, we can relate to how the symptoms start. So you're standing there and I was standing and I was looking around saying hi to everybody who I haven't seen yet. Because I start at 5:30 in the morning, so I don't see many of them until after 9 o'clock once I'm done my first half of the day. And I'm standing there and I'm just like, oh my freaking goodness, we're not doing this today. And my brain is just replaying the Wheels on the Bus because there is a show on Tubi. I love Tubi because it's free. And there is an hour and a half of Wheels on the Bus in like 70 different versions. There's like a hip hop one. There's a poppy one. There's like the original. There's a farm one. And this kid is like in heaven. He's so excited when this particular show comes on. And at work, I had the version of like, I guess it was like more of the hip hop version of it. So all I hear in my head is like the Wheels on the Bus, doom, doom, the Wheels on the Bus. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, it cannot happen today. And then just this week, I had this song that I haven't heard in so long. It just came into my head and it was Don't Go Breaking My Heart. You know, remember that one? I think I did it once on Chara Karaoke. Maybe not. I have no idea.
Yeah, you did do that one.
I did do that one. Okay. So it just came back to me and I'm just like, get this song out of my head. And just this morning, I had to play it, sing it out. And it's been released. And I get it. You have to play the song. You have to sing it. And then it just comes out of your head. It's crazy how that happens. I'm like, why didn't I do that on Thursday? Oh, wait, I forgot. How about Friday? No, I didn't because I was so busy. But yeah, Shower Karaoke does need to come back. I feel like I'm getting the, how would I call this? The Shower Karaoke withdrawal. It is a lot of work. So for those tuning in for the first time, Shower Karaoke is a show that we created. Oh my gosh, it's been a couple years now. And our dream is to have Wayne Brady on the show. I should get back on that. And we would pick three songs. So one of each our choice. And the very last one, we determine if it's a shower. We have to determine if it's a shower song, you keep it in the shower, or if it's actually a karaoke song. It's really fun. We enjoy the series. It's just there's a lot of behind the scenes work, which a lot of people don't know. So we have to literally share each other's songs, see if we're okay with it. And the collaborative pick one is something that we both need to sit down and say, yeah, okay, I agree. Let's do this. If we have guests on the show, it makes it more fun. But logistically, it's just planning when they're going to come on the show, what songs they're going to pick. And it's really fun. I'm not the greatest singer. I know my my amazing co-host over here has got a set of good pipes. Bless you, because honestly, your voice is amazing. Some of the songs you sang, I'm just like, oh my God, I'm in like a concert. You have a really good voice. And a lot of people have told me like, damn, she can sing. And I'm like, damn, I know, right? So eventually Shower Karaoke is going to come back. I know a lot of people wanted to be a guest. We've had some amazing guests. And lining up with this whole Shower Karaoke thing, I'm hoping and putting out there in the universe, I can see you this year. It has to happen. And maybe we'll just do our comeback in New York City. Who knows? We'll keep you guys posted. It's just the end of February. We're going into March. So we still got time. Maybe we'll do a small meetup, but the show itself needs to come back. And yeah, we appreciate the support on Chair Karaoke. So thank you.
Yeah, that's really great. And I think that the rumor that I was singing in CVS was, I think that came from someone actually recognizing who I was before I put my face out there. So for those that don't know and aren't following me on Instagram, I did not put my face out there for years. In fact, I think this year is the first year that anyone, even on Instagram, really knows what I look like. So there were people that were listening to my podcast, and I had no idea that they had actually placed my voice. And when I started singing, they were like, "You're the coupon queen pin, you sound amazing." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, wait, you're listening to my podcast?" They were like, "Yeah, we know exactly who you are." So yeah, it was really funny. And the funny thing is, that actually started with one of the employees, former employees. He now works for Amazon at CVS Orlando. So yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and you created a movement yourself in your community. You had even service people who are serving and protecting your city, kind of getting into that karaoke mode. So you really created an impact. And there were so many stories that you came to me about. And I think you should start doing some shower karaoke nights.
Well, okay. For those that have no idea what I do, I am a community organizer. So I do these, and I think actually that would be a great thing. I think maybe that is something we can make work. It may take a little coaxing and speaking to a little bit of the powers that be, but I think we may be able to even do a little bit of the pass the mic kind of thing with, or versus kind of thing with, like, you know, DJ Kaz, or one of them does with, you know, kind of this America, you know, Canada, you know, American Canadian thing. That would be cool, where you're live on your side, I'm live on my side, and we just go for it with karaoke.
I think that's a great idea. And I think it will bring more of the community together, because, you know, you shared a lot of your work and what you've done. And you're literally like the superhero cape who organizes all these events. And you really create an impact and know how to create community around you. So I think this would be fun for everybody out there. You know, times are tough. And we sometimes forget that everyone's going through something. They're not going to show it. No one's going to show how their life is right now. And most of us try to keep our head up high, and it's just difficult. So I think a night like this, we definitely have to organize in a way to give back, maybe have some prizes that I can probably get sponsored and be able to give back to the community. There's a lot of things. As soon as you said that, my mind was just like, okay, let's just do something. But I really do want to come see you and really, you know, see this event live and just have fun with it. So stay tuned, people.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, definitely stay tuned, people, because I think this is something. So, you know, bestie, you know who I'm talking to. When I say bestie, you know I'm coming for you, because we got to make this happen. So you got some work to do now, buddy. He's probably going to be like, "Oh my gosh, you always put me on a spot." But yeah, but no, I think this would be this honestly would be amazing for everyone to kind of really come together.
Yeah, so and really just have a together. Fun night.
Yeah, definitely. It's all about, and I tell people all the time, it's really about your emotional wellness and well-being.
Yeah, I think we can do something and probably get a hold of our old contacts before we.
Yeah, definitely.
Before COVID came and we had this whole plan, maybe we can do something, and I'll bring a piece of Canada with me, not just me, but some goodies. Hopefully it can cross over the border with those. But no, I'm excited. I think this is something that we should
plan. Yeah, definitely. I think this is something we can definitely do and really honestly make happen.
Yeah, and our podcaster friends, come and join us, really. The more the merrier.
Yeah, the more the merrier, you know. And we'll see how we can even get this. I mean, for those that don't know, my thing is usually go big. I don't ever say go big or go home. It's always just go big. So yeah, I think, you know, we can pull this off. We can definitely pull this off.
Yeah, for sure. Honestly, for sure. I'm excited. See, we're thinking out loud and give you guys our secrets. Not really, but it's great that we are able to collaborate and give back to the community. Because you know me, I'm always trying to give back in any way possible. So this would be nice to do. Oh, right. So I'm going through these questions here. Okay. The other question we had was, what shows are you currently watching besides 90 Day Fiancé?
Oh my gosh. I am imploring right now and seriously, seriously imploring that Amazon Prime does not get rid of Freevee. I am obsessed with Tribunal Justice. So for those that don't know, it is three judges, Judge Domingo, Judge Levy, and Judge Acker. Two women and a man judge. And they decide over these cases. So this was something that's been produced by, what is her name? And I can see her face. Judge Judy. She is the producer on this. And they hear real cases almost in the same way you would do, you know, People's Court. But they hear cases from all over the U.S. and they go by the ruling and you actually hear them deliberate. You know, you get to hear what people actually think. You know, the funniest thing is when, you know, people always want this emotional damage. It's like, I got a paper cut, so I should get like $10,000 in emotional damage.
Emotional damage.
Well, are you saying you couldn't use your finger? No, it was just a paper cut. And now, you know, every time I think about it, I'm upset, you know, that kind of thing. So that is one of my shows. I am a very crime drama person. So, you know, it's all the Law and Orders, all the FBIs. So, yeah, I think that's the extent of, oh, and actually, believe it or not, my other guilty pleasure is on MTV, Caught in the Act Unfaithful. I don't know if you've seen that one with Tammy Roman. Oh my gosh. So we may actually have to like start recapping that one. What happens is a person goes to Tammy and tells her, you know, they're in this relationship. And pretty much they want to know, because their partner has been acting all crazy, if their partner is cheating on them. And they give permission for their partner to be followed for at least like 2 to 3 days. Super crazy. She actually has PIs and everything. So they do the investigation. They get all the surveillance. She's had people, like, when they watch the surveillance, almost like tear up her whole entire office. It is so crazy. But then you get the option of meeting up with the person that your partner is cheating with, or doing a takedown and taking them both down.
Emotional damage.
Well, you know, most people seem to choose the nuclear option, which is taking them both down.
Emotional damage.
There are times when people have chosen, like, they're like, okay, this person doesn't know me. This person doesn't know about me. I will meet them, and then maybe we can come to some sort of consensus. There have been crazy things where, like, there was one guy, he was cheating with not one, but like 5 or 6 women, and none of them knew about each other. Like, super crazy stuff. So, yeah, that those are like my main go-tos right now.
Damn. So mine's been pretty boring. I've been watching on Netflix. The thing is, I love docuseries and I love learning about other people's lives. So I did binge watch the whole season of, is it Dubai Bling or something? It's like Bling Empire, but the Dubai version of it. Drama.
Oh, okay.
Fun and exciting to a certain extent. I did watch The Crown when they released season 6. So that was pretty good. I actually have my Netflix open, so I remember what I've watched. I've been watching Millionaire Matchmaker, the older seasons with Patty, because those were the best. The Office, again, I'm on season 8. I binge watch again the whole 6 seasons of The Superstore. Somebody Feed Phil, I'm starting that soon. Seinfeld, I'm on season 8. I actually watched this morning the docuseries of Cristiano Ronaldo, because there's like 5 of them that we've known from the past who knows how many years. And the Captains of the World, how they have pressures of, you know, leading a team to victory. And I've been watching Under Pressure, the U.S. Women's World Cup team. So it's been all over the place. But, you know, having such a sports background and growing up doing all these sports, and I was captain for most of the sports teams that I was a part of. And it's just, to me, it's fascinating to see what goes through these people's heads when it comes to focusing, leading a team, the priorities to win. How do we get back up? What do we fail or do not win? You know, how coaches react. I don't know. I love that crap. Like, I love it. I'm so immersed into it. So when I saw that they did for the soccer players, the captains of different teams like Real Madrid, Barcelona, it was like, oh my gosh, like Manchester United, Chelsea, you get to see what goes behind through their brain. Even like on Amazon, I've watched like Sergio Ramos because he was one of my favorite players. Wayne Rooney, seeing like his whole life and how, you know, just his whole career in soccer. I don't know why. It's just, I'm so intrigued by it. Again, these are teams and players that I watched like when I was younger. I know I've kind of taken a break from all of that, but it's still intriguing to me. So that's what I'm into right now, because you see more and more of it on Netflix, and also on Prime, you get to see individuals. I did see the David Beckham one, which I really loved and enjoyed. One of the oldest soccer players I've watched too. So lately, like since from a couple months, even last year, I've been watching these little docuseries, and also Prime. I'm surprised how much they've got there from different soccer players. I guess the deal's better when you go to Prime. And yeah, that's what I enjoy watching. I did watch that new show. I'm not sure if you had a chance to. Is Griselda Blanco? I binge watched it in 4 hours. I was so into it. I don't know if you watched it.
I haven't had a chance. I haven't had a chance to sit down and watch that one yet. Is it good?
To me, it was good. It was nice to see. Okay, I know there's going to be mixed feelings about this, but again, this is my opinion. To see the positive of this, like, you know, you do what you want in life and how to make money and how to make yourself powerful and what sort of way. Like, that's your problem. That's your choice. That's your thing on life. To me, the way I saw the positive to this is having a woman take power and control in a male dominant field. It was fascinating to me. Yes, I don't agree that she had to go to this extent, which I'm not going to share, to get what she wanted and to create that, you know, you mess with me, I'm going to mess with you attitude times 1,000. But it was interesting to know the story behind her. And Sofia Vergara did a pretty good job, considering she had to flip Spanish and English every single time. It's more Spanish, by the way, so I don't know if that makes it better for you. Because for me, it was not bad. I was like, oh my gosh, it's 98% Spanish. I'm like, yes, I don't have to read the subtitles. Like, you know, like it goes back and forth, but majority of it is Spanish. Because you don't have to really look at the TV. You just can do 10 million other things and have this in the background. You know what I mean? It's like when we're watching 90 Day Fiance and you're just like, oh, you really have to speak a different language that I don't know?
I know.
You're like, wait, you said that too fast. I don't get it. So when it's full Spanish mode or even Portuguese, because now that I fully understand it and like I speak it, like even though I hope nobody at work is listening to this because I try to keep it a secret that I know three other languages and it's just like, I want to keep it under wraps because if I catch someone doing something or talking bad about me, I can just respond back. But I know most of them do now because now they see me speak Spanish and it is what it is. It's nice to have that show in the background. So you can be cleaning, you can be like doing something, doing work, and it's just in the background. But I do like it. I know I've kind of drifted off here. When it's in Spanish for me, I love it because it's just, I don't have to worry about it. It's in the background. Don't have to really see the TV. So that's just my whole opinion about it. It's good. I don't know. It's up to you. Just look at a preview and see if you'll be intrigued by it. But I thought it was great.
Oh, that sounds good then. I definitely am going to take some time out to watch it. I was curious because, like I said, I haven't had a chance to sit down and watch that. I think the one that I have been watching on Netflix is You Don't Know Me, which is, for those that don't know, I'm like obsessed with British television. So it's a limited series, which British television is notorious for limited series. Which means the show will literally only have like one season and it's just those episodes. So I think this one is 4 and I think I'm up to episode 4. So yeah, I think this one was really well done in the same way that now the cinematography on this isn't the same as 13 Reasons Why. But the storyline is the same where it jumps back from present to past. That I do like. It's a pretty good show.
Other question that was given to us is, are we watching Love is Blind?
No, 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 I'm not. I am not. Unapologetically, no, no, and no.
I'm not. You know, I caught up on Love is Blind Brazil. And I tried watching Japan and I was like, I can't do it. There's too many subtitles. You've lost me. So I was on the Brazil one because it was fascinating to me. I stopped watching it in the summer. Then I went back into it and I was like, damn, you know, it was pretty good. And Japan wasn't working out for me. Again, it's the subtitles. They talk too fast and then it's just, whew, it's gone. You're like, what just happened? Like, where did she go? Oh, what? Love is Blind US, not watching it. I keep seeing the reels. I don't think I can get into that knowing that we consume so much in 90 Day Fiance. I find 90 Day Fiance more interesting than Love is Blind. And I only watched the first 2 seasons of Love is Blind and that was it. And then I started watching the other countries and then I'm like, okay, I'm done. But no, I'm not watching the current season. Mm-mm. I don't think I have the capacity to watch it because they're just sitting there like, oh God. And then when they are emotionally into each other, it's like a whole new level. It's just like, just let them see each other. But I know this is not the point of the show. But anywho, I'm not watching it. So if you want to talk about Brazil, we can, because I watched the whole thing and I'm just like, damn. Let's see here. I'm going through these questions because I know you guys are still with us and listening. So thank you. Let's see. Shows that we're currently watching. The 90 Day Fiance stuff we're done. Shower Karaoke. Behind the scenes stuff of Angelica trying to figure out where is the next question. Ha 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 ha. Are we still on Clubhouse? No.
Okay, well, technically we're on Clubhouse, but yeah. Not. On Clubhouse.
Yeah. Clubhouse was fun.
It was.
We did do a lot of 90 Day Fiance stuff. We took a time slot from the host that was hosting the group, the house.
Right.
Clubhouse, that they called them houses. And it was amazing. I loved talking to people with 90 Day Fiancé, getting everybody's input. Again, 90 Day Fiancé is as big as the Super Bowl times 1,000, which we talked about already. Clubhouse, again, it's like the same thing that we've mentioned earlier about the Facebook Live. So with the Facebook Live, took a lot of time. We carved out 2 days out of the week to do the lives, Monday, Tuesdays, and sometimes Tuesday, Wednesday, depending on if TLC decides to drop us. Hey, Family Chantel's on Monday night at 9:00. And I'm like, great. Or Darcy and Stacey's on Monday. Great. So everything got, you know, pushed over to the next day. And at that time, I was going to call myself in third person here. But again, I feel pretty rusty and I do apologize. It's been a long, long time. It was a lot considering I was doing 5 episode releases Monday to Friday. There was a new episode at midnight Eastern time. So it was just a lot of time I was putting into this podcast, and I do want to get back into it probably slowly and build myself back up again. And Clubhouse was the same thing with the Facebook Lives. I think we took over like a 5 p.m. time slot, but it was like we would do the live or do the Clubhouse Live first and then do the live for Facebook. So it was just becoming a lot more difficult because that's 2 hours of our time just doing lives, really. And it was a lot of work. But we loved talking to the people. We got to hear Larissa herself on Clubhouse and talk to her about her experience and how she felt and how she was a completely different person from the show to listening to her in reality. And it's just, unfortunately, we don't have the capacity to do it right now. We are still on Clubhouse. You can still follow us. But yeah, no, unfortunately, we don't have time for the Clubhouse. Maybe we'll do a spur of the moment one, but maybe get the other cast members because some of the cast members follow the house. So you never know what surprises we're going to get.
That is true. Some of the cast members, I think that was the most interesting part of Clubhouse, was getting past cast members because they were following us because, believe it or not, they actually listen to podcasts, pay attention to the blogs, pay attention to social media. So they know what we're saying about them. Case in point, where we actually had, who was it?
You were getting everybody. It's like no one wanted to come to me.
Getting everybody, but I was getting everybody that was like 90 Day Fiancé adjacent, like
Asuelu's like cousin or something.
Asuelu's brother-in-law. Yeah. Actually is hearing impaired. It was really weird. And then and how we were finding out that things were being said was because I would say something and then all of a sudden this meme or something would show up on Instagram. And it's like, wait a minute, I just said that. Larissa actually herself was following me. Let's see, I had somebody else's in-law, I think.
I'm trying to remember.
I had someone else's in-law, but I was like getting all the adjacent people. Oh, Jenny's daughter, Blended Boo. And I think actually at one point I had Jenny Squared following me, which is her daughter-in-law. So I had a few of the adjacents following me. I think I have Sean on LinkedIn though.
I got Tom. He followed me on LinkedIn.
Oh yeah, Tom follows you on LinkedIn. And
I need to get him on the show.
Yeah, and I think Sean actually follows me on X, aka Twitter.
Hmm.
Yeah, because I think TLC is following me on Twitter. 90 Day Fiancé, the franchise, is following me on Twitter. And Sean is following me on Twitter. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need to get Tom on the show. Tom is hilarious.
He is, and he did a great job of sending the happy birthday that I requested. And he's pretty affordable on Cameo.
That is the most amazing. So for those that don't know, Angelica for my birthday did a Cameo because I love accents and I love Tom's accent. And so she told him, and he actually sang to me. He sang happy birthday to me.
Well, hello there, Shalanda. Tom Brooks here from 90 Day Fiancé. How are you, darling? Or should I call you the coupon queen? I know you're celebrating your birthday, darling. I know you are. So happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Shalanda. Happy birthday to you. Angelica would also like to wish you a very, very happy birthday. She said you're a big fan of the show and you absolutely adore my accent, so thank you for that. You're an amazing person. You've gone over and above within your partnership. You really have. Angelica would like to say you have an absolutely amazing year. You have such a huge heart and soul. You're an absolutely wonderful person. She cherishes what you do together. You really are doing a good job, Donna, so keep it up. Have an amazing birthday. Mwah. Lots of love from me here in the UK to you there. Enjoy your day.
And then I think you also did Zied, who was the most hilarious because he was like, I don't know what a coupon queen pin is. But yeah, Zied is, you know, he's the Tunisian Yoda, but I loved it. It was so funny.
Hello, Lishonda, how are you? This message from Angelica. Send you much and say happy birthday and hope you enjoy your birthday and you have a great day. Lishonda, you coupon queen pin. I don't know what means this exactly, but I think this is so good. So, Angelica wish you to have an amazing birthday. And she say you are an amazing person and you has done so much for Angelica. So I hope you have an amazing relationship together, amazing time together. And thank you because I heard you like my story on 90 Day Fiancé. Bye.
And the funny thing is, like I said, these guys actually listen to what we say, what's going on. The good thing is that we've never had a problem with any of them. Like, they find most of what we say very funny. Sometimes they will correct it. But yeah, it gets to be kind of interesting.
I just can't get over Tom. Like, honestly, guys, if you're considering getting a Cameo, I would suggest Tom over everybody else. He charged $10 American, and it was the best $10 I've ever gotten. Like, it was the best. Like, he is really good. And the fact that he like sang and like he had this rhythm to him, the fact that he was so fun and into it, he was just like, happy birthday, CQV, happy birthday. And I was just like, oh my gosh, is this like $10? Like, I should get one for myself. But he is so good. And it's the best $10. If he still does it, I honestly recommend it. Zied, you know, because I did the same description, like it's my co-host, her name is CQP, which is spelled like, if you want to know what each letter is, it's coupon queen pin. So it was like, I made it clear. And I know Tom got the assignment for Zied. I guess, I don't know if Rebecca, soccer mom Rebecca was there to help him out, but he was a bit confused by it, but still he did a great job regardless. And I think he was like $20 or $25. So he's more than Tom. But Tom was definitely worth the $10 for that. And I think he still does little promos, but then he ended up following me on LinkedIn. I'm going to try to get him on the show. So we'll see how that goes. And I know we're going to have to wrap this up because we're over the hour mark. And the last question, which I wanted to save for last, which would be great, is, people are asking us, what do we have planned for 2024? What are we up to? Are we getting back together? I know this is a tough relationship, you know, when we live. I'm already in a 90-day fiancé relationship now that I think of it.
That's right. We're in a 90-day fiancé relationship. Well, not technically, because we don't need K-1 visas. But yeah, we're technically kind of in a 90-day relationship. No, guys, we have not gotten divorced. No, there is no beef. No, I am not cheating on Angelica with any other co-hosts. No, nothing crazy going on in the blogs, at least as far as I know. Technically, we've never kind of left each other. The funny thing is we still have all the group chats that we do. We are still talking behind the scenes. We actually are, I know this is the first time you guys have heard us together in a very long time, like she said, since last September. This is what we're working on, and we're working so that we can see how we can logistically make the schedule work.
Basically, yeah, that's what we're trying to do, is figure out logistics, scheduling, which is part of logistics, and just really get on board with this new schedule. We might not be doing too much of 90 day. We might just crush it into 1 hour. So we're just going to throw it out there. I don't know how many episodes I plan on publishing this year. I wanted to hit the 1,000 episode mark, but obviously things got super crazy for me. So I'm really trying to figure out, do I do one episode a week? Do I do it twice? That's like, you know, the other episodes that I do, not the collaborative ones. But yeah, we are really going to just logistically sit down, have a meeting over Zoom, and just say, hey, what are we going to do? What's the plan? We're going to try to get Shower Karaoke back, definitely finish up Firefly Lane. What else is going on? All Very Good, which is my small business of hair accessories and more, has been expanded into, we're at 3 stores right now. That's doing really well. So that's been keeping me busy. Also, in-person shows are popping up again. So I have to plan the rest of spring, summer, and winter. So that's going to take into consideration of how we do these episodes. And what else? I'm learning a new language. I know everyone. I know this one person is literally going to be like, are you serious? Yes, I'm serious. And I know who this person is. They're going to message me as soon as they hear this. So for those who don't know, I do speak fluent Spanish. That's my native tongue. Of course, English, Canadian English, because some of you people make fun of me, eh? And then there is Portuguese from Portugal. I feel like I can learn another language. So I'm learning French, Canadian French, because I feel like I'm missing out for some reason. And then go into Italian after, because I used to know Italian. So I know this person's going to be like, you're crazy. I don't know why you're doing this, but I am, because I want to learn French. Why not? So I can go to the outskirts of Quebec City and actually communicate with people. Because when you go to Montreal in Quebec, which is the province next to Ontario, because most of you guys are my American listeners, like 90% of you are my American listeners. And when you go to Montreal, beautiful city, love the architecture, and you can still speak English. But once you pass a certain border and you go to Quebec City, then you're on your own. You're kind of like, is it Jinghu? No? Devon and Jinghu?
Yes, it's Devon and Jihoon, yes.
So you're going to be like them with a translator app and then trying to figure out when you want, hey, could I have some water? It's going to sound like, can I have some milk? You know, so I want to explore that side of Quebec because I do love architecture. That's my background. And it's something that I want, definitely a city I want to visit, because that has been on my bucket list. And I created a bucket list this year. So there's a lot happening with me. And the bucket list, I got like skydiving. I want to learn salsa dancing. I know people are like, really? You need to learn salsa dancing? Aren't you like Spanish? And it's like, yeah, but this girl over here.
Okay, but see, here's those who don't know. I have said this, and I've said this time and time again. My dad is full on Puerto Rican and had no rhythm. So no, not every Latino knows how to salsa dance. Or dance, period, culture and rhythm. Yeah, my dad was definitely not the anomaly, but not everybody has that. So yeah, no.
I agree with you. And I wasn't into it. I remember family events. My mom's like, oh, let's dance. I'm like, no. I'd rather be outside playing a game, or playing soccer was the thing of mine. And yeah, so I have this bucket list that I want to do. I want to watch a concert this year. go to a comedy show, live comedy show. I want to do a photo shoot, get updated headshots. I want to visit a winery, get on a motorcycle, be a model for a runway show, which I got accepted and I just couldn't do it because of the timing. So I don't know if I would be accepted again. If I reapply for a later show, drive a sports car. I know somebody who's in the indie. Hopefully she can help me out accomplish this one. Get on a radio station, horseback riding, visit. I always try to do a different restaurant every 2 weeks and kind of, you know, really enjoy and taste other cultures too, because I'm very diverse in food to a certain extent, because I don't do spicy food, as a lot of you already know that. And I want to start writing my book. So that's another thing on my list for this year. So I'm going to keep myself busy with all the other millions of things that I already have going on. But honestly, this has been so great. It's been such a long time. And I remember messaging you and I'm just like, I cannot wait to get to podcasting because it's been such a long time. And I remember when I released the episode, I think it was like the last two of this year, of the beginning of the year, I was just like, it's been a while. Like I was craving it to just get back behind the mic and really just record an episode. And it's crazy because I forgot who I was talking to. It was another podcaster. I was just like, you know, I went from 5 days a week for like a straight 3 years and, you know, celebrated the 5-year anniversary just recently. And I didn't do anything. And I was just like, you know, should I have done something? Should I have done a little event and little shindig in Toronto with some of my friends and celebrate the 5 years? And I just didn't. And all I did was just reflect on the fact that how much I was able to accomplish, how much I was able to do, and just really dedicate most of my life to podcasting. So, you know, it hasn't been easy, and really just stop podcasting and releasing that episode in September. I think we did two more recordings after that, and I didn't even publish them because I was like, it's been so long. How relevant is it going to be? And a lot of you out there have been really just saying, hey, how's it going? Is everything okay? We haven't heard from you. Are you still podcasting? What's up with you and CQP? Like you mentioned the same questions, like, are you guys in a fight? Did something happen? Like, are you guys not podcasting? And you know, we are still in contact. We still call each other. It's just, unfortunately, we don't have the schedule to coordinate at the time. And it was just tough because I was powering through work and really my small business, like October, November, December, I was doing 4 shows a week, coming home, grabbing my stuff, go to the show, go to work, grab my stuff, go to the show. And we don't finish sometimes 9 o'clock. By the time I get home, it's 9:30. And just by the time you get into bed and reorganize yourself for the next day, it's just too much. And as much as we try to record and we pick the most randomest times, because unfortunately that's the time we had. I remember there was a couple times we recorded like at 3 a.m. and I'm just like, well, I guess this is what works for us right now. And we have no choice, but we're used to it because we get guests from all over the world on our show. And they're like, hey, so if we record at 3, it's going to be like 7 o'clock, and, you know, the next day for us. I know I'm rambling on, but it's just, I wanted to share with you guys that even though I've been on this hiatus, I'm still active on social media and try to share what's been going on. But also, you know, hopefully this year we can get back onto the train and start producing these shows like we were, and be able to create some more content because this was our hobby. And congratulations to you for celebrating 5 years. And hopefully this will be the year for us that we can actually come together and create something amazing.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. We can make this a year that we can create something amazing because, like I said, for those that don't know, I am a community organizer. So I think the funniest thing that happened recently was when I sent you the picture of me going to Albany and I'm like, look, I'm 325 miles away from Montreal. Like, you know, so yeah, I think, you know, It's one of those things, and people are always like, you know, where are you? You know, even people that know me personally are like, you know, where are you? And it's so funny for me to really be able to say, hey, you know what? Today I could be home by the afternoon. I am in Albany, which is my state capital. I could be all over the place. You know, there are days when it's like, oh no, it's just an email day. And then by the end of the day, it's like, well, where were you? In Brooklyn, picking up clothing for an event that's happening in 2 days that I didn't know about. So yeah, that is really how things have been kind of going. But I will say this, it's all for the love of community. We still love you guys. And believe it or not, recently I just changed my name on Instagram. So anyone following me on Instagram, it is now THA Godmother. Because for those that don't know, I just started my own nonprofit. And I realized, like I said, that was taking up a lot of my Instagram. And I was going to a lot of these events and people did not know who I was. So I really had to get that out there to tell people. And people are like, okay, well, this is the name of the nonprofit, but why do I have to keep going to Coupon Queenfin? And it's like, yeah, it's time to kind of rebrand. So yes, it's the same Instagram page. You will still see it. You'll still see some of the podcasting stuff on there, but it is a lot. Even some of you guys have asked, are there events? Are there things happening in New York City? So that is a lot of the information I am giving out as well. So yeah.
Congrats on that. That's amazing that you started it. I'm so happy for you. Even more reason to visit you. Oh my goodness. But, you know, I really appreciate all of you and sending me your questions throughout the last couple months. Again, we're going to do our best to really continue podcasting. It is a passion of ours. It's obviously a way for us to, you know, get guests on the show, get them to share their own stories, our own personal stories, and also just have these ideas just come to life through podcasting. And, you know, I'm thinking about it, and I know my brain's going all over the place, but, you know, I really miss it. And doing this right now with you and you being that, I guess, second or third episode right now of the year for me, I'm so happy to share the space with you, and hopefully we can continue doing this. I know it's just so hard. You know, it's just, I can't believe I'm going back to school and I haven't picked if I'm going to go in the spring, the summer, the fall, the winter. I have one more course to finish. And I kind of look back and was like, how did I do it all? I had 16 courses to do last year. And then I did a full semester course, and it was just like, you know, we were still podcasting, then we stopped. So you'll be surprised for those listening who are contemplating on starting something or, you know, have multiple things on the go. You'll be surprised what your body's capable of doing in your mind. And when you're so passionate, you're going to get it done. So yeah, but overall, we're back. Apologize for the rustiness because it's been a while, but I've really enjoyed this with you and I've enjoyed sharing all of you what's been going on and what we're planning on doing. Appreciate the support. We're going to have some fun. Shower karaoke's coming back. Now you get to hear me sing. I'm scared. It's been a long time.
Let me tell you something. I don't care what you guys say. Angelica's got bars. Like, well, let's not. I remember screaming in the supermarket and people are like looking at me and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's my co-host. So yeah, Angelica's got bars. Don't let her try to pretend to be modest. Oh, no, I don't have the greatest of singing voices. No, she's got bars.
Great. Now you're going to get everybody to be like, I want to hear you sing. Yes, you will soon on Share Karaoke. You just don't know when or yet. But no, we're going to have to wrap this up because it's going to be an hour and a half long. It's great because, you know, the traffic is just brutal lately. So you got a full hour and a half of us talking on here. Hopefully you made it home safely or you're halfway home. Thank you guys. We really appreciate this. We thank you for your messages, your support. Thank you to all of you especially those who messaged me after the last couple episodes that I published, I'm okay. I'm doing okay. You know, life is life and we got to go through what we got to go through and just, you know, continue on. Just think of what's next for myself and yeah, just enjoy life really. Yeah. But work is busy. Thank goodness. Right. But yeah, no, thank you guys. And I do have my award show coming up. It's April 4th. So stay tuned on the Instagram for updates. I'm going to go for a dress fitting next month. And things are just coming quickly. Like, I can't believe it. It's the end of February. There's a lot happening. But thank you guys so much for your support. Thank you for tuning in. I know I'm very repetitive today. I'm a little bit rusty. Hopefully by like the next episode we record with CQP, I'll be great again. She sees me on the camera and I see her. So it's kind of funny. Like she sees my expressions and stuff. Been a while. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Don't forget to check out CQP Moments podcast. Everything is going to be in the show notes for you. And like Coupon Queenpin says,
well, be good to yourselves, be good to each other.
And that's all we have for now.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Jessica with the Beautiful Feet Podcast.
Hey, it's your boy Bromar, host of The Bromar Show.
Hello, everyone. It's the Coupon Queenpin from the CQP Moments Podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka The Gentleman of The Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Hi, this is Stephanie Valente, your local massage therapist.
And you're listening to a little bit of everything with Angelica.
That's it for now, and thank you for tuning in on another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me.